Okay, today we're going to discuss the sugya of Akira's Havest, how to be Oker a Havest Kavua, which we had alluded to briefly earlier in the Siman. The Mishnah tells us on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Haisa Lumuda Lios Roa Yom Tesvav, if a woman has a kvius on Yom Tesvav, the Shinsa Lios Roa Yom Kaf, and then she now sees Dam on day Kaf, Zabazasurin. So the original Ves Kavua remains in effect. And now the additional Yom Kaf is a Ves Shein Kavua, which you have to be Choshesh for as well. Shinsa Pamayim Yom Kaf. If she sees on Yom Kaf a second time, Zabazasurin. So the original Ves Kavua is still in place. And she's still treating Kaf as a Ves Shein Kavua. Shinsa Gimel Pamayim Yom Kaf. Put your tesvav the kavala yom kaf. However, once she sees on yom kaf three times, that is oker the vest kavua of tesvav, and now the only vest of record is yom kaf. She'ein isha kavas levest ashe tekvanu gimel pamim. In order to be kavei a vest, you have to have three instances. Ve'ena mitaheres min a vest ashe te'arkim min a gimel pamim, and so too an akiras a vest requires three instances as well. Fine. Says the Gemara on the bottom of Kaf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, Amr of Papa, Lo Amran Ela de Kavase Tlasa Zimne. So it's only true where you are Kovei a vest three times, the Tzrichi Tlasa Zimli Mekre, that's where you need three times to uproot the vest. Aval Trei Zimni, the Chad Zimna Neaker. However, if you have a vest She'enu Kavua that existed in two instances, it's nekar in a single instance. You have a vest she'enu kavua that appears twice. If it doesn't appear a third time, that is oker, that any concern for that vest she'enu kavua. Maika mashmalan. Tanina. Eini shukavas vest ha'che tekvenu shalosh pamim. So what's the chiddush? Ma'u detei mechad delechad trei letarati tlasa tlasa. Mashmalan. You might have thought that even by a vest she'enu kavua, kabola kachbolta, that if you saw it twice, you need to be okir twice. Kamash Malan. No, there are only two standards. There's the Ves Kavua standard, which is Kviyas three times, Akira three times, and the Ves She'enu Kavua standard, which is Akira one time. Now the Gemara continues. Tanya Kavasi de Rapapa. Haisa Lemuda Lios Roa Yom Esrim. The Shin Saliyom Shloshim. Zeb Zasurin. So I'm just going to jump ahead, and for the moment, we're going to read this Gemara as Rashi does, as we'll see, that we're talking about a Vesta Chodesh. That if a woman sees on Kaf of the month, the Shinsa Liyom Shloshim, so she has a Vest Kavua, Vesta Chodesh Kavua for Kaf, so she saw on Kaf Nisan, Kaf Sivan, Kaf Iyar, Kaf Sivan, now comes Chodesh Tammuz. So she treats Kaf is already a Vest Kavua. So Kaf Tammuz is going to be a Vest Kavua. But now she sees, instead of Kaf Tammuz, she sees on Lamed Tammuz. There is no Lamed Tammuz, but for argument's sake. So Shinsel Yom Shloshim, Zev Zeh Surin. So now both Kaf, which was the Vest Kavua, and Lamed, which in the latest instance is the Vest Einu Kavua, or Aser. Yigia Yom Esrim. Below Rasa, now comes Kaf Av, and she doesn't see Dam on Kaf Av. Mutaris l'shamesh ad yom shloshim. So she's okay. She didn't see Dam on Kaf Av. Let's say she did her bedik and it was clean. But now she has the vest she'enu kavua from the last month of Lamed, so she needs to be choshesh for Lamed Av. Fine. Chosheshes liyom shloshim. So she's chosheshes for Lamed Av, which does exist. Yigia Yom Shloshim Virasa. So now she sees Dam on Lamed Av. Yigia Yom Esrim Velo Rasa. And now on Kaf Elul, she doesn't see. So she had a Vest Kavua, but she didn't see on Kaf Av, and now she doesn't see on Kaf Elul. Yigia Yom Shloshim Velo Rasa. And now comes Lamed Elul, which also doesn't exist. And she doesn't see Dam on Lamed Elul. Okay. The Higia Yom Esen Verasa. But now she sees Dam again on Kaf Tishrei. So So she went 2 months without seeing Ankav, but the third month she's back to seeing Ankav. Putri Yom Shloshim. So now, since she didn't see Dam on the latest Lamed, we're not concerned about Lamed as a Vestian and Kavu anymore. The Nesar Yom Esim. But Yom Kav remains Aser. That was the day of the Vest Kavua. Mimnei Sha Orach Bizman Oba, because we expect to see the Dam at its normal time. Ad Kan Lashon HaGemar. Says Rashi, Samuel Talon, based on the top, take a look if you have it in front of you. The Nesar Yom Esrim Haba. So now the following day 20 Kaf Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan is going to be Esrim. Sharei Lemuda Be Esrim, because she's used to seeing on day 20. Lo Akraso Elish Neipamim. And that was only uprooted twice. Sharei Akira Achrona Shel Esrim Achrona Shelo Rasa Sha'achar Hashloshim Shneim Lava Kirahi. The fact that she didn't see the last 220s wasn't an Akira. Shreilo Shim Soliyom Shloshim Hashlishim. Had she seen a third time a day 30, then that would have created a vest kavua for day 30. The fact that she didn't means it wasn't Oker, the vest kavua of Yom Kaf, and that remains in place. Ad Yom Esrim L'Chodesh Kevesta. So she remains concerned about Yom Kaf. That vest kavua still remains in effect. So Rashi understood that the Gemara here, the Memer of Rapap, is talking about a Vest HaChodesh. And as a Vest HaChodesh, you need three instances to be Oker that Vest. And that, we'll see, is the Ravid's understanding as well. Now the Gemara here is talking about a Vest HaChodesh. The Rush in Simel Gimel, in Perek Tess, there are two simanizations. I know there's no such word in the Rush, because the Rush sticks Hilchos Kilayim in the middle. So the beginning of the Perek begins with Simanim Aleph Beis Gimel, and then after Kilayim, he starts to count again with Aleph Beis Gimel. So this is Simel Gimel in the second Machzor of the Rush in the ninth Perek. The Rush there, at least the way the Beis Yosef understands, seems to be, the Beis Yosef understood that the Rush is going with Rashi's Mahalach. And the Rush adds, this I can pull up on the screen. Second. Okay, the Rush adds, V'im isha midalekes vesta pam echad obeis pa'amim o gimel pa'amim. So if a woman skips her vest once or twice or three times, V'eina roa bentayim lizman acher. So we're talking about a vest hachodesh. So a woman misses her vest hachodesh on day kaf of the following 1, 2, 3 months. However, eina roa bentayim lizman acher, but she doesn't replace that with another vest. So let's say a woman doesn't see dam at all during those intervening 3 months. The chozeres liros lizman havest, and then she sees at that's mine vest again. So she saw dam on kaf nisan, kaf iyar, kaf sivan. Then she didn't see any dam during the whole month of Tammuz Av and Elul. And now she goes back and sees dam on she doesn't see dam the next 3 months. So that she hasn't been oker the vest kavua for kaf. And she has to still be choshesh for kaf during the month of Mar Cheshvan. Ah, shetik bala vest. So in order, the Rush says that in order to be oker a vest, it's not sufficient to miss the expected days of Re'iyah, but you need to establish a new vest kavua. So even if a woman would have seen Dom during those intervening months on a Eino Kavua basis, without establishing a Ves Kavua, then the original Ves Kavua can be Choser V'Neir. So we'll see more about this as we go on. And the Beis Yosef assumes that this is true, the Das Rashi as well. So if you're not Kaveya New Vest, and you see at the time of the Ves Kavua again, so then the original Ves Kavua goes back with Kviya. So again, we'll come back to this a little bit later on. So Rashi understood that our Gemara here, the Memra of Rapapa, and the Tanya Kavase de Rapapa, is talking about a Ves HaChodesh. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban assumes that we're talking about a Ves HaFlaga. And on that basis, the Ramban has a problem reading the Gemara, as we'll see in a moment. Now, in the Masifta Gemara, they point out that the fact that the Ramban is reluctant, we'll see in a moment, the Ramban inside, the Ramban tells you why he doesn't think that Rashi's reading of this Gemara is talking about a Ves HaChodesh fits in the Gemara. But the Masifta Gemara points out that more fundamentally, the Ramban earlier is skeptical about the whole institution of Ves HaChodesh. And the Ramban thinks that the Ikar HaDin, even though he's Choshesh L'maisa for Ves HaChodesh, but he thinks the Ikar HaDin, there isn't really such a thing as a Ves HaChodesh, because how could you establish a, this goes back to Machlokas, the Rashba and the Ra that we spoke about briefly, but how could you establish a predictability based on something that is out of our hands, based on the Kviyas of Dezdin, as to when a Chodesh is going to be? What is the biological basis for that? So the Ramban is skeptical about the existence of Ives HaChodesh anyway, but maybe that contributes to his reluctance to read the Gemara the way Rashi does. But the Ramban himself seems to point out more technical reasons why he can't read the Gemara like Rashi. Let's bring the Ramban up on the screen. Okay, so the Ramban over here in Daf Samach Dalid writes as follows: Haisa lemuda lios rova yom kaf v'shin lom yamid. Liom lamid. Sorry. So midiksani hai lishna shma mina deves haflaga hu dekava mikaf l'kaf. The fact that the Gemara uses hai lishna indicates that we're talking about a ves haflaga. What does hai lishna mean? So the pashtus may be the fact that the Gemara doesn't say Kaf Esrim L'Chodesh, it just says Yom Esrim, that is the mashmos that there is a Haflaga. I saw in the Masifta Gemara, you quote in the Lechem Asimla, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sefer on Hilchus Nida, that the fact that the Gemara chooses to use Dafka Yom Shloshim may be indicative that we're talking about a Haflaga, because as we just got stuck explaining the Gemara according to Rashi, most months don't have 30 days. And if we're talking about a series of months in a row that have 30 days, that doesn't really exist. So the fact that the Gemara Dafka uses Shloshim, for Rashi, you'd have to say it's Lav Dafka. But the fact that the Gemara uses Shloshim, maybe that also indicates they're talking about a flog of 30 days as opposed to Ves HaChodesh on day 30, because most months do not have 30 days, and you definitely don't have that number of months in a row that have 30 days. Be that as it may, the Ramban says as follows: V'hashta kashali. Came into Kaimalan, Meri'iya L'Ri'iya Mininan, Velo Lefi Minyan Aroi, Kid Isa B'Shili B'Nos Kusim. So the Gemara there with Machlogas Amiram, Elamites Amibes, what's the din when you calculate a Haflaga? We touched on this in the past, but when you calculate a Haflaga, do you calculate from the last Ri'iya, or do you calculate based on the pattern of haflagas, meaning if a woman has a haflaga for 20 days, a 20-day haflaga, she doesn't see dam on day 20, but now she's choshesh for that day, a plug of 20 as a veskavua. She already had a veskavua of 20. So do you count, or, you know, simple case, you have a woman has a plug of 20 days. She didn't see a day 20. Now she sees on day 25. So now you had a veskavua of a plug of 20. Do you start counting towards the netzach plug of 20 from day 25 or from day 20? So we paskin that you start the count, the clock on the afloga from the last ria regardless. So in that case, a woman has a flog of 20 days. She didn't see it on the 20th day. She saw it on the 25th day. But now she has to start the clock again on the afloga of 20. You start the count from day 25. So says Ramban, given that we assume in that case, and we assume la lacha, that we don't follow minyan or we don't follow the theoretical afloga, but we follow practically when was the last instance of a ri'iyah. So if that's the case, kishegia yom kafalo rasa, so let's say the case in our Gemara, she was expecting to see dam at a haflog of 20 days, she didn't. Umanu asara litashlum lamit. So now, the last month she had a vest, she'enu kavua, of a 30-day afloga. So now she has to count towards a 30-day afloga. Below rasa. So she's counting, she counted 20 days since the last ria. She didn't see on the 20th day interval. So now she has to count, continue counting towards 30 days from the last ria. So higia yom kav v'rasa d'ksani, ki orech bizmano ba, maininu. So what does that mean? Let's read the Gemara together according to the Ramban. Haisa lemuda liyas roa yom esrim, v'shinsa liyom shloshim. So she's expecting to see it a 20-day haflaga. Instead, she saw it a 30-day haflaga. Zev is asurit. Fine. Higia yom esrim. So now she counts another 20 days from her last ri'iya, which was day 30. Below rasa. And she didn't see out that 20-day haflaga. Mutaras l'shamish ad yom shloshim. V'choshashis yom shloshim. So now she counts again another 10 days till 30 days since the last ri'iya. Okay. Higia yom shloshim v'rasa. So now she sees dam on that day 30. So she still has a vest kavu of 20 days she has to contend with, so she counts another 20 days. Higia yom esrim v'lo rasa. So she counts the 20 days since the last ri'iya. She didn't see dam. V'higia yom shloshim v'lo rasa. And she didn't see dam since the last 30-day. She didn't see dam at the 30-day interval either. Okay. But now, higia yom esrim v'rasa. Now she sees it at a 20-day interval. What 20-day interval? She hadn't seen at the last 20-day interval. And she didn't see 30 days since the last ria. So where does 20 days come from? 20 days is only from the last ria. The last ria was more than 30 days ago. So that's the Ramban's problem here. Kishigia yom kav lo rasa, manu asar l'tashem lamed lo rasa. Higia yom kav v'rasa, d'ksani. There's no haflog of 20 to speak to because she didn't see at the 20-day interval last time. She didn't see at the 30-day interval. So you don't start the clock again. You only count the flog from the last ria. And now we're way past 30 days since the last ria. So what does that mean? That she went through another 20 days, another 20-day haflog of Virasa. That's Ramban's problem. Is that clear? Okay.
Yeah.
So the Rabban has to be dochik to say the ikal amemar hacham minyan leminyan arai. And maybe in this case, Yutaka do count based on minyan arai. You count based on the original afloga, even if there wasn't a ri'iya. And when we say 20 days, we really mean 40 days since the last ri'iya. Because when it comes to a haflaga, that's kavua, maybe here we do count b'minyan haroi. That's the Ramban over here. Now, in the Chidush HaYaran has a different gears in the Gemara, according to which the Ramban's question falls away. The Chidush HaYaran is the following. Haisa lemuda liyos roa liyom esrim. So her vest kavu was a 20-day aflaga. These understanding, like the Ramban, they were talking about a aflaga, not a vest achodesh. So Aisa lemudeli yosraliyam esra. The shin saliyam shloshim. And now she sees at a 30-day interval. Zevza asura. Okay. Higia yom esim velo rasa. So now she counts 20 days from day 30, and she didn't see dam. Mutaris hashamash ad lamed. So now she has to wait another 10 days. Choshesh is liyom lamed. Higia yom lamed virasa. And now the second month she sees on day 30. And then you count 20 days from there. Yom kav virasa. And then another 20 days. And she sees on the 20th day interval. So now the vest she'ena kavua of day 30 is uprooted, and day kav remains aser as a vest kavua. So instead of our girso with the Ramana, which we have in Gemara, on our Gemara, of Higia Yom Lam the second time around, Velo Rasa, which leads the Ramban to his question, if it's Lo Rasa, then how do you have another haplag of 20? The Ran is a girso Virasa. According to that, we understand well where we count from, because there's a re'iyah, and then you count another 20 days. And then Ledina, there's no difference between this girsa and the girsa we have in front of us, but that solves the Ramban's problem. Okay. And the Baal HaMor in Simon Aleph of Shaar Tikkun Avestos, Oschas, and his Asogos, has a similar girsa, and that he has a couple of Shinuye girsos from our girs in the Gemara, but on that line of Igi Yom Shloshim Virasa, he has the same girsa that the Ran has. Okay. Now, we had noted a little while ago that the Rush, and the Beis Yosef thinks is Das Rashi as well, understood that in order to totally uproot a vest kavua, you have to have another intervening kvias vest, such that as long as you're not kovei a new vest, the original vest kavua can be chozer v'neyor even in a single instance. The Shach assumes, even though the Rush and the Ravid, who both have this halacha, are talking in the context of a vest hachodesh, which is how they understood our Gemara. The Shach assumes, and according to the Shach's reading, this is reflected in Shulchan Aruch, that this din applies to a vest haflaga as well. So even if the Ravid and the Rush didn't read our Gemara talking about a vest haflaga, but this nekuda would be true lahalacha for a vest haflaga as well. Just take a look at the Shach in Sifkat and Mem. Let's just read the Mechaber first. The Mechaber in Sif Yudalid, which is basically our Gemara, that we'll come back to some details shortly. Haisa regila liras yom esrim, the yesh lo bezev es kavua, the shinsa yom shloshim, zev es asurim. Kishi agia yom kaf l'ri'iyas shloshim, so now you start counting your 20 days again from day 30. Asura mishum ves tarishan. So then you're still concerned about the original haflaga, the 20-day haflaga, which is a vest kavua. Vimlo tirabo, if you don't see how that 20-day interval, choshesh is liyom lamed, then you're choshesh for the 30-day interval. Shinsa pamayim liyom lamed, zev is asurim. Shinsa gimel pamayim lamed, so once she sees three times at the 30-day interval, hoter yom kaf, v'nesar yom lamed. So at that point, we're oker the vest kavua of 20 days, and now we're dealing with a vest kavua of 30 days, a 30-day aflaga. The im la'achar sheshinsa pam o pamayim liyom lamed. But let's say she only saw on day 30 once or twice, on the 30-day aflaga once or twice, and then rasa liyom kaf, and then she sees again at the end of a 20-day interval, chazer vest shel kaf lam komo v'hoter shloshim. So that 20-day vest is chozer v'neir. Says the Shach over here, in Sivkata and Mem, Sha'af al pi shagimel pa'amim lo rasa v'yom esrim. So even though in this calculation, let's say she saw at 2 30-day intervals, but she wasn't yet koveya a vest haflog of 30 days as a vest kavua. But in that calculation where she saw 2 30-day intervals, it's been 3 times since she last saw a 20-day interval. It says the Shach, Af a pisha gimel pa'amim lo rasa b'yom esrim, lo nekar yom kaf, kemen shelo rasa yom lamed, shem isha medalekas vesta pa'am achas abeis pa'amim o gimel pa'amim, ve'ena roa b'intayim l'zman acher, chazeres liros l'zman avest, lo nekar avest. Even if a woman sees 3 times, so even if a woman misses her vest kavua 3 times, but if she hasn't been kovei another vest in its stead, the original vest kavua doesn't totally fall by the wayside. Etc. And then he says in Sifkat Mem Aleph, Tzvicha O Gimel Pamel Akro, V'davka Shelo Shinsel Leves Acher, V'al Shinsel Leves Acher Kvar Nekar Rishon Lagami. If she establishes a new vest kavua, so then the original vest is totally uprooted. Vim Tachsel Liros Ba Rehu Gitchilas Vest. Then if she goes back and sees that the original Aflaga, then you're starting from scratch. And that's the Raivin. And that's the Rush, and how he understands the Beis Yosef understood the Rashi is the Rush is working within Shitas Rashi. So that's what emerges here. That's how the Shach understands the Psak of Shachan Aruch, like the Ravid, like the Rush. That if you're not koveya a new vest haflaga in our situation here, then the original haflaga is Chozer v'Neyor in a single instance, and you have to still be choshish for it. The Ramban has a line in Perek Vav of his halacha, Salacha Hey. Hifsika harbe kidei gimel onos shel vest. So if she doesn't see at 3 instances in the original aflaga, she's no longer choshish for the original vest kavua. But if she sees again at the original aflaga, even once, so then we reinstate that as a vest kavua. So again, a woman has a vest taflaga kavua. She doesn't establish a new vest she'eino kavua, but there are 3 aflagos that pass in which she doesn't see at the expected aflaga. So she's not actively chosheshes for the original vest kavua anymore, but once she sees it again at a single aflaga, it's chozer v'neir. And the Ramban says, afilu efsika shana misha shetira v'taksa v'tira liyamakav chozer v'esum kavus. Even if a year passes since the last time she saw this aflaga, as long as she hasn't been kovei a new aflaga, the previous aflaga is chozer v'neir in a single instance. Okay, so that's what the Shach quotes lahalacha from the Ravid, from the Rashi, maybe from Rashi. And the Baal HaMor and the Asagas that we referenced earlier in Sifkat and Ches, the Baal HaMor assumes that's not the case, that once you are effectively oker a vest kavua, even if you haven't established a new vest in its stead, then the previous vest kavua is not chozer v'neir as a vest kavua. If you see at the original floga, it only concerns us as a vest she'eino kavua. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out that if you read the Ramban here, the Ramban in the halacha seems to be advocating a middle position. That if the woman does see dam in the intervening months, but not in a pattern that's going to create a new haflaga kavua, then she's not going to go back to the original haflaga, as opposed to if she doesn't see dam at all. So if the woman goes 3 months without seeing any dam, and then she sees dam again, and then she'll see her next re'eel will be at the original haflaga, then the original haflaga is chozer v'neir as a vest kavua. But if a woman did see dam in the intervening months, just at different intervals, like the case in Sif Tesvav of 32, 34, 36-day interval, not going to create a new Ves Kavua, but your Oker, the original Ves Kavua. So in that case, the Ramban would say that if the original Aflaga comes back, it doesn't get reinstated as a Ves Kavua in a single instance. So that's the Ramban in the beginning of Perek Vav. So Ramban writes Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, Shinsa Riyosaha, Velo Hishvasa Osan. So if a woman is seeing at different haflagos, that's our case in Siftes Vav. Nekar Vest Rishon, the Ain La Vest Lazu. So then the original vest is Nekar. If Sika Velarasa Mishavar La Yom Kaf, Ubadka Velarasa Shuv, Ain Chosheshes is the Ola. So if she stops seeing at that 20-day interval, she's Ain Chosheshes La Ola. Chazer Liros Chosheshes Liyom Kaf, Biri Iazu, Shadayin Lo Nekar. Havest. Okay, so according to the Ramban, there may be a difference between if she sees dam in the intervening months, albeit without a yakvias, where that's more effectively oka the original haflaga, as opposed to where she didn't see any dam, and then the original haflaga will be more easily chozer the neir. Okay. Okay, what's the din? A woman has a vest kavua. The vest aflaga kavua. And she doesn't see dam or the expected aflaga. So she has a 20-day aflaga. She didn't see dam or the 20-day interval. So are we choshesh for the next 20 days, going back to the Ramban, who initially assumed that we passed across the board that we don't calculate based on Minyan Haroi. And then he suggests, well, maybe in our instance, by a Haflaga, you do sometimes take into consideration Minyan Haroi, the theoretical count of the Haflaga, even without Ariya. So what's the din? A woman doesn't see Dam at the 20-day interval. Does she have to be Chosheshes for the next 20-day interval for day 39? So the way the Beis Yosef understood the Torah over here is that if a woman has three haflagos of 20 that pass uneventfully, so then that Ves Kavua of 20 is going to be Nekar. However, until that point, even if she doesn't see any Dam, she still has to be Chosheshes for the successive 20-day haflagos. And you count the theoretical 20 days even in the absence of an intervening re'iyah. And that's based on the Gemara in Dav Zayin Amaveis, Shitas Reb Lazar, that any woman where you have three onos that pass uneventfully is Dayashaita, that's considered a Misulakas Damim. But in order to consider that woman a Mislekas Dami, you have to count the theoretical aflagos of Minyan Arai, even if she doesn't see Dam at any intervening point. That's how the Beis Yosef understood the Torah, that you do need to continue counting the theoretical 20-day aflaga until you establish three times that she didn't see Dam at any of those intervals. The Taz here in Sukkot and Lamed Aleph quotes a Marashal who argues on the Beis Yosef and understood that the Torah is Lav Dafka. The Torah is not only talking about a case where you had three intervals of no Re'iyah, but even if she doesn't see Dam at a single interval, then you're no longer Choshesh for that Haflaga because there's no Haflaga to speak to. If a woman doesn't see Dam at the 20-day interval, and continues not to see dam. So if she saw dam at the 25-day interval, then you start the clock again for another 20 days. But if she didn't see dam at a 20-day interval and didn't see dam again, period, for the next number of months, so then you have effectively uprooted that haflaga, because it doesn't make sense to count the haflaga from a day on which she never saw dam to begin with. So that is a marshal that the Taz quotes here in Sifkat and Lamed. And the Taz takes issue with that on a number of counts. Chada derekasav ator chazal liros, beinim paskal liros, areal karchach mari besigal gimel onos, chayna mashma salashin shakasa beinim paskal liros, o shinsa b'riyos shenan shavos, tichihechi deshinsa mari b'chol gimel onos, achanami paskal liros. It sounds like we're talking dafka, where the three onos pass. So he has a number of objections to the Marashah. The Taz assumes that even if she didn't see Dam at the first 20-day interval, who's to say that that totally knocks out the possibility of Laga? Maybe she really should have seen Dam at that day, and the biology is programmed that she should continue to see at 20-day intervals, and there is, for whatever reason, she didn't see Dam that first time. That's the Taz's objection to the Marshal, and the Shach in the Nukudas Agasif here is Doche the Taz. Just take a look at one snippet from the Shach. In my printing, it's towards the bottom of the first column, towards the bottom of the side column here on page 216. So he says that the Taz is bothered. Why would you distinguish between a Vesta Flaga and a Vesta Chodesh? Just like by a Vesta Chodesh, you continue to be Choshesh for a Vesta Chodesh Kavua until 3 months pass. We didn't see on that Yom. So a Flaga also should continue to be Choshesh until you pass three aflagas. Says the Shach, the Taz says he doesn't understand why you be mechalik. Says the Shach, who move on? No, it's well understood. Lefi ani saiti, the bishlama bevesta chodesh, afa pishal rasa brosh chodesh, yeshlamer mikrahu, shal rasa brosh chodesh. So if you pass one instance of the vesta chodesh, maybe there is some reason that you didn't see that day. Afa brosh chodesh achir tira, but she still expects you to see the next Rosh Chodesh. Kevan shiragil liras Rosh Chodesh, tira od, kergele Rosh Chodesh. Avaba flogos, yef shalom erke. Derekish yatira lasof mem, lo tira flogos kaf. Nimsa olikol divrei marshal, kahoga. Because what does that mean? If you miss one instance of a Vesta Chodesh, so you're still programmed to see on that day of the month, so maybe you'll see that day of the month next month. But what does that mean that if you miss one afloga, so it's not that maybe you'll see the next aflaga. That's not a aflaga anymore, because you missed the 20-day interval and you didn't see dam. So there's no significance to another 20-day interval because you only count me from the last three. So that's why a vest aflaga has nothing to do with a vest achodesh. Excuse me. And the Sidur Tara points out that the Shach's position is mefurish and the Ramban in the halachos. Perek Vav Halacha Dalid, which we read before, that once the original Haflaga passes, then you're no longer Choshesh for that Haflaga Kivua. Okay, and most Achronim seem to assume, like the Shach, that's what Rabbi Morgan's, of course, a whole list of achronim, of the later achronim that assume la halacha, like the shach. As far as Avesa Chodesh, so I take a look at Sifta Zayin. Kayotze Bazed Din Akiras Vest Rosh Chodesh Kesad. Haisa Regila Liros Barashe Chodeshim, the Avro La Rosh Chodesh Vilarasa. Pashashis La Rosh Chodesh Achi Avro La Shlosh Rosh Chodeshim. Avro La Shlosh Rosh Chodeshim Vilarasa Inu Chashashis Lahem. Chazer Rosh Rosh Chodesh Chazer Vest Lim Komo. So that's how your Oker Avest Chodesh Kavua. That if three instances of that yom passed without a re'iyah, you're no longer chosheshes for that that yom havest. If you are not kovei anu vesa chodesh, and then you see the original yom havest, then the original vesa chodesh is chozer v'nei. Okay. The many achronim assume that there is a difference between a Vesta Floga and a Vesta Chodesh in the following way as far as Akira. Because what's the din? We discussed earlier, and we assume the halacha that as far as, in most situations, as far as establishing a Yom HaVest for purposes of Prisha, for purposes of Bedika, so Lemaisa, we only are concerned about the first day of a protracted Riyah, right? If a person sees Dam Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so as far as being Kovei, the Yom HaVest, Sunday is the, or Monday, the first day of the Riyah, is the only significant day that concerns us for establishing an Onus HaVest for Prisha and for Bedika. However, many Achronim say that when it comes to a being Oker, a Vest HaChodesh, there we do take into consideration a protracted flow that spills into the Vesta Chodesh. So, for example, the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in our Simen, Sif Lamed Ches, writes as follows: Ima Achron Hu Beyom, Veshuv Hikdima Liros Beleil Rosh Chodesh, V'Nimshach Ariyasa B'Toch Hayom, Lo Nekar B'Mash Hikdima Bilvat. So if you have a Vesta Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh, and then 1 month you start seeing Dam the night before, you start seeing Dam prior to that Ona, but the flow continues into that Ona, that's not Oker, the Vest HaChodesh. And that's the position Minchas Yitzchak Chelechas Simen Ayin Dalet, Minchas Yitzchak Chelechas Simen Ayin Dalet. That's the Rabbi Morgan, the Ghost of Rav Yashiv. Rav Osner as well, Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Zayin. Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Zayin. That if the Re'iyah continues into the Yom Vest HaChodesh, it's not Oker the Vest HaChodesh. Because, as Rav Osner writes, La'olam ein mayan pasuach yachol ligrom la'kiras vest gam she'eno kavua. That you can't say if there's an expectation, the vest HaChodesh means there's an expectation that you're going to see Dam on that day. So if you, L'maisi, you do see Dam on that day, and that's part of the original flow, even if the flow started the day before, so you can't say that that is going to be Oker vest. Rav Osner says this, and the Minchas Yitzchak says this, even in the context of a Vest She'eno Kavua. Rabbi Forst quotes from the Sefer Poseach Shar that distinguishes between a Vest Kavua and a Vest She'eno Kavua, that if you have a Vest Kavua, then a Re'iyah Hanem Shaches is not going to be Oker the Vest Kavua, but for Vest She'eno Kavua, it's not going to contribute to making that into a Vest Kavua. That's Rabbi Willig's position as well, to distinguish between a Vest Kavua and a Vest She'eno Kavua. Okay. We all here? Okay. So let's move on now to the din of a Vest Ha'ones. So we had discussed previously, briefly, at least mentioned, the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, about kofetzes. We discussed it in the context of the shows. The Gemara says, Amar of Huna, kafsa verasa, kafsa verasa, kafsa verasa. So a woman has an association between kafitzos and re'ios. She jumps, she sees, she jumps, she sees, she jumps, she sees. Kavala of vest. So then that's kaveya. Ask the Gemara Lamai, what's the squeeze? Ilem liyamim. Hakol yom delo kafitz lo chazai. If you're going to tell me it's kaveya vest liyamim, but there's an association with kafitzos. So she was only seeing when she jumped, not necessarily because of the yom. El kvitzos. If you're going to tell me that the vest of her kaveh is the vest of kvitzos, that every time she jumps, that causes her to see dam, batanya, kol she tikbe'ena machmas ones, afilo kama pamim, lo kava vest. So didn't we learn that if a woman sees dam as a result of an ones, some external factor that is associated with the riyah sadam, that doesn't create a vest. My love, lo kava vest. Klal? Nope. Lo kava vest, liyam l'chudayu, ulukfisus l'chudayu. I'm a kava vest, liyam ulukfisus. So no, maybe it only creates a hybrid vest. You can't create a vest of kvisus alone, but if there's a fusion of kvisus and yamim, then maybe that tells us at least where you see where your kofetzes on a day that you had seen dam, when you were kofetzes, then maybe that will create a hybrid vest, liyamim ulukvitzas. Okay. The Gemara says, liyam lukudayi pshita, amravashi yom de kofetz b'cha b'shabes v'chazai, de kofetz b'cha b'shabes v'chazai, so we're talking about a case where on Sunday she jumped and she saw, and the next Sunday or a different Sunday she jumped and she saw, and then on Shabbos she jumped and didn't see, and then the next Sunday she saw without jumping. So maybe the common denominator of all these cases is that she always saw on Sunday. No, maybe there's an association between the kvitz on Shabbos and the ri'ah on Sunday. Okay. So Rashi writes, liyamim aliyamim lukvitos kol echa b'shabes shetikbots machzikina la baroa. That any time a woman sees dam on Sunday when she's jumping, so then that creates a vest. Is manu hu liras b'echa b'shabes ay dekvitos. So we assume that she's going to see dam anytime she jumps on a Sunday. And then Rashi writes, Kamash Malan, Had the Amr de lo kava vest liyamim, de kvitsa de esma garma l'riya da inna, de ain la vest bech v'shabes v'lo kvitsa, v'lo l'kvitsa v'lech v'shabes, mi de lo chazya, may espa. So machlokas we shown him what emerges lemaskana. Can you have a vest lekvitzos below yamim? So the Rashi assumes that according to Rashi lemaskana you can have a vest lekvitzos below yamim. That if there's association between some physical movement and ri'ia, that could create a vest alone. But as per Rashi, Dimaskal El Kvitzos, and the Taptosos, and that's true even the Maskana. And the Ran understood that's only true in the Havamin of the Gemara, but not the Maskana. That's the Balamor as well in Os Yotes. In the Tosfos position, which is that of the Ravid and the Ramban and Chidushim and the Rashba, is that you can't be Koveya a vest Lekvisos alone. You can only be Koveya a hybrid vest where it's Lekvisos Ulyamin together. That's Tosfos here on the top. Yomaska El Lekvisos, Nir Lefaresh, El Lekvisos, Af Lekvisos, the Hain Ulyamin im Lekvisos. The Gemara never really entertained, and definitely not Lamaskana, that you could have a vest that's established a Kvitzos alone if it isn't Liyamim as well. And the Rambam, Perechas Halacha Hei, Paskins that you could be kaveh a ves liyamim below kvitzos. And the Magen Mishnah just said in the Rambam that for the Rambam there are the two lashonos of the Gemara cholek. According to the first lashon, you need kvitzos and yamim. According to the second lashon, you can have yamim without kvitzos. The Ramban and his Chidushim assumes that in principle you should have passed in the Kula on both counts, that you could only be Kovei a vest if it's a fused of Kvitzos and Yamim. But Ladaito to the Rambam and the Lamaisi Pasans Lachumra, that's what he writes in Perek Vav, Halacha Yudbeis and the Halachos. Kafsa of Achlashum Gimel Pa'amin Biyom Kavua Virasa Lo Kavala Vest El Liyabin Ula Kvitzas Igia Yom Velo Kafsa Kasab Lo Asa Yom Eno Chashashas Klum Kafsa Bacha Bechodesh Virasa Vachem Shniya Bacha Bechodesh Shashi Shirasa Me'atzma Kavala Vest Liyamin Below Kvitzas Haisa kafitza shlishis b'shar yamim v'rasa kavasa l'kvitzas. So the Rabban paskins like the Rambam that you could have a ves liyamim below kvitzas. Okay, what does it say Shulchan Aruch? Take a look at Sif Yud Zayin. Kol ves shenikma machmas ones kigon shakasa v'rasa. So any vest that is established because of an ones, because of some external situation, afilu rasa bo kama pa'amim, even if it happened multiple instances, im lo kava osa liyamim, eino vest shemenei ha'ones rasa. So that doesn't create a vest because we could attribute it to an ones, and it doesn't give us a level of predictability. The Rama says, v'kol makom choshashes lo kama olavest eino kavua. Kasa v'rasa kasa v'rasa kava lo vest liyamim below kvitzos, ketzad. Kafsa b'echa b'shabes rasadam. V'l'achar kaf yom kafsa b'echa b'shabes rasadam. V'l'achar yutes yom kafsa b'yom shabes v'lo rasadam. V'l'achar shabes rasa v'lo kvitza. Harei nikba echa b'shabes achar kaf. Sh'rei no da shayom gorim la v'lo kvitzos. V'kvar nikba yom zeh gimel pamim v'chein koyosim. So you have a vest liyamim v'lo kvitzos, even though there is an association of the kvitzos with the yamim. You can be kaveya the vest based on the yamim alone, and then you're choshesh for that afloga, even if it's not accompanied by kvitzos. Okay, so kafsa v'rasa on a Sunday, and then kafsa v'rasa on another Sunday, and then kafsa on Shabbos followed by a re'ia on Sunday. That's going to be kaveya a vest liyamim, even though you might have said there's an association with the kvitzos. We minimize the importance of the kvitzos, and we're kaveya that vest as a regular haflaga. Okay, that's what we saw in the Rambam and the Ramban, that ultimately we view the yom as being gorim and not the kvitzos, and that's the psak mechaber we just saw here in Sif Yud Zayin, that we minimize the association of the kvitzos as long as you can be a koveya based on the yamim. The shach here is bothered in Sifkata Memches, why the Mechaber doesn't give any credence to the other Rishonim that we mentioned. Take a look at the Shach in Sifkatan Memches. One second. Sorry, Memtes. Hare Nikba Echa B'Shabbos. Afil below Kvitsa. Aval Harashba Vatur Pasku Shetol and Rias Echa B'Shabbos B'Kvitsa Shel Esmel B'Kavaves Liam Aleph Ula Kvitsa Avalo Liam L'Chudayim. So the Mechaber passes the Rambam, what we saw was the bottom line of the Ramban, that we only look at the vest of the vest Yamin. But according to the Rashba, we view it as a hybrid vest still, that we're only concerned when it's accompanied by Kvitzos. Even though the Ramban in the Alachos, which I don't think the Shach had, if I'm not mistaken, but the Ramban in the Halachos, says that you have to be machmir, but the Ramban of Chidushim doesn't say that. The Ramban of Chidushim is makel that, like the Rashba, that you still need the hybrid. The Mistaber came in the vessel to Rabbanu Naktin Lakula. The Tamil Machaber of Rav Shishmitu Daitam. The Ode Shekin Gamkin Das Arayvid Sefer Bali Nefesh for a rush. The Afapid the Sabru Svaru Lahakel Mikamakam Kulu Aside Chumrahu. So maybe you'll tell me, okay. What's wrong with being Mako? So will be Mako like the Rambam straight that you establish a Vesli Yamim, but also ends up being a Kula. The Lasvasa Rambam, the cover Vesli Yam Lechudayu, Imrasa Acher Kak Yemel Pamim Yam Echad Acher Vest. About Lasvasa Makilin, the Sovereign Lo Kava Vest El Yamim Lechisos, Lenekar Vest Bekach, Kem Lo Kavsa, Taidil Rasim Shin Lo Kavsu. About Tikvas Osa Yam Choshashas, you're going to be Machmir, like the Rambam straight, and say that you establish a Vesli Yamim, but that's going to lead to a Kula as well. Because if you only view it as a Vesli Yamim, then you'll be Oker the Vest also based on Yamim. Whereas according to the Rashba, if it's a hybrid Vest, Yamim Lukvitzos, then in order to be Oker, you also have to have instances where there are Kvitzos that don't lead to Riya, and not just Yamim. The Shach thinks that you have to be machmir to be choshesh for the other Rishonim, at least l'chumra, that in order to be oker such a vest, you need to have kvitzos as well that don't lead to a ri'ah. Okay. Now the Shach writes here in Sifkata Memches that even though if you read the Mechaber without the Ramaz additions, the Mechaber only is choshesh for a vest ha'ones where it's in the context of a vest kavua. Right, the Ramaz adds in then become makom choshesh eslo kamo vest she'eno kavua. But according to the Mechaber, there's no notion of being choshev for vesta ones as the vest she'eino kavua. The Shach writes in Sifkata Memches that you should be choshev for a vesta chodesh or for a flaga, even in a single instance. In order to establish a hafloga based on an onus, you'd have to have the kvitza twice. For vesta chodesh, even once, would create a vest she'eino kavua of a vesta chodesh lehafloga. I'm sorry, vesta chodesh leonus. Okay, we'll stop here, and next time we'll pick up with the Sifya Tess, the beginning of the discussion of Vesta Guf, Vesta Idei Achila, and we'll take it from there.